今天下了好大的雨。
There's a great rain outside.
但你们都来了。
But all of you are here.
因为你们是 very rare group called the waterproof group.
你们是防水的一群。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天我们打开希伯来书第一章。
Let us turn to the first chapter of the book.
我们还念新约到第三节。
Again, we read from verse 1 to verse
3. 我们大家开声来读这三节的圣经。
Let us read it together.
我相信有一些人就会背这三节。
I'm sure some of you have memorized this.
我们大家来念一、二、三。上帝既在古时候借各种先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借各他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有，也曾借各他创造诸世界，他是上帝荣耀所发的光辉，是上帝本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。我们读经就到这个地方。我们上个礼拜在这里传讲这一段的圣经的时候
，Last week when we are here preaching on the passage of the scripture，
我们就提到了我们的主在历史中间怎样掌权。
We talk about how our Lord has authority within history。
他是上帝荣耀的光辉。
He is the radiance of God。
他是神的启示者。
He is the revealer of God.
今天我们继续思想他与这世界的关系，以及他与人的关系。
And today we want to continue to meditate upon his relationship with the world and his relationship with man.
你们上个礼拜聚会完了就回家了，对不对
？And last week you went home after the meeting.
我上个礼拜聚会完了到现在还没有回家。
I have not gone home yet since last.
我还没看到我的小女儿。
I have not seen my little daughter.
我因为礼拜三到礼拜天昨天晚上。在吉隆坡有大布道会。
Because on Wednesday to Sunday, yesterday evening, we had a great crusade in KL.
几乎每天都下。
Every evening there was rain.
第四天晚上没有雨。
By the fourth evening, it was clear skies.
昨天最后一晚上又在下雨。
But last evening, it started raining again.
那么昨天晚上多少人你知道吗
？How many people came? Do you know?
我猜想是八千到九千人。
I believe about 8,000 to 9,000 people.
但是赖牧师跟那边的人说超过一万人。
But Reverend Lai counted more than 10,000 people came.
下大雨还有一万人来参加聚会吗
？A big downpour and there's 10,000 coming.
他们从 MRT 出来的时候
，When they came out of their MRT system,
还要跑一段的路才能到那个球场。
They got to walk pretty far to reach the stadium.
他们说来回呢，这个单单路费就差不多十多块的马来币。
And they got to pay more than 10 ringgit just to come and go.
感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
神的道吸引人。
The word of God attracts them.
我相信，当我们真正认定我们与神的关系是很宝贵的时候
，And when we realize the precious relationship we have between ourselves and our God，
风雨不能改变我们的心。
It doesn't matter what kind of weather we will have.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
现在我们低头祷告，也就开始讲座。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们已经打开你的话语，我们恳求你这个时候用你的光照耀我们，你打开我们的心思意念，你打开我们的心窍，主啊，你打开我们的谋士。给我们可以从你的真理中间看见生命的光，看见我们灵的喂养，看见我们生命力量的来源。愿主你用你一位的圣灵在我们诸位的心中工作，你要叫将地同发你的二人如同一人，同有一个心智，把你的真理传开，使你的福音被广传出来。所以你听我们的祷告，我们感谢赞美，求主垂听，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你。阿们
阿们。
在第三节这里就能看见他不但是上帝荣耀所发的光辉。
The verse 3 tells us that the sun is not only the radiance of God.
他不但是上帝本体的真相。
He's not only God himself.
在这个现象界中间我们看见神的本体向我们显明出来。
In the imagery that we have in our life, we can see God himself existing and showing himself to us.
第三节的第三句话告诉我们。
The third sentence of the third verse tells us.
他用他全能的命令常常托住万有。
That by his powerful word, he sustains all things.
所以这句话就给我们看见创造的主与受造的世界不是没有关系的。
This tells us that there is a relationship between the Creator God and the created world.
因为被造的世界是我们肉眼所能看见。
The created world is what we can see visibly.
而创造世界的主是我们肉眼所不能看见。
But the Creator God is something which we cannot see physically.
像我们在能见界与不能见中间就有一个很大的鸿沟。
So there is a big gap between what we can see visibly and what we cannot see.
这个鸿沟成为我们的困难吗？
And this big gap is it going to be difficult
for us? 这个鸿沟成了我们不信的原因吗?
And this gulf, is it the reason why we do not believe?
有多少人用这个前提作为他们不信的一个根基和理由?
And many people use this as their foundation and the reason to not believe in God.
因为我看不见, 所以我不能相信。
Because I cannot see, so I cannot believe.
今天我要给大家 就特别提醒一个原则,
I want to remind you of a special principle.
造与被造是不一样。
Being created and the creator is very different.
创造者不是受造, 受造者不是创造者。
The creator is not the same as the creature is not the same as the creator.
受造与受造之间有分量的分辨。
There is a quantitative difference between the creature and the creature.
受造者与受造者之间有程度的差别。
And there are different layers and differences between a creature and another creature.
我们绝对不可以把这种差别 套在创造者与受造者之间的这个关系。
But such a relationship cannot be used and applied to a creator and his creature.
受造者与受造者之间的差别是分量的，是程度的。
The differences between a creature and another creature is quantitative in nature.
整个受造者与创造者之间的分别不是程度的，是本质的。
But the differences between all the created being and the creator is qualitative in nature.
虽然我们不能看见他,
so although we cannot see him,
我们借着被造之物可以鲜明地知道 他是存在的。
From all created things, we can clearly see that he exists.
这就是人与所有其他的受造物不同的地方。
This is the main difference between man and all other created beings.
所有的受造物有能见的眼睛，却没有办法从心灵看见神灵性的存在。
All other created beings have physical eyes, but they cannot see spiritually with their eyes.
人虽然眼睛瞎了，他还可以从心灵深处看见神的存在。
But however, for man, he could be physically blind, but deep in his heart, he can see the existence of God.
耶稣基督说，你们若瞎了，你们就没有罪了。And
Jesus Christ said, if you are blind, then you will be sinless.
你们这些有灾祸的法利赛人啊，因为你们说我们看得见，所以你们的罪还在。
Woe to be the Pharisees, because you can see, therefore your sins exist.
有关于看见的功能，我们的主讲过很多反合性的话语。There
are many paradoxical statements from Jesus Christ about sight.
你带着一个眼睛进天堂，好过你有两个眼睛下地狱。It
is better that you enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to go into hell with both eyes.
你一只手进天国，好过你两只手下地狱。It
is better to enter the kingdom with one arm than to have both arms and enter into hell.
你的眼睛若明亮，你 全身就光明。
If your eyes are bright indeed, your entire body will be clean.
你的眼睛若昏花, 全身就黑暗。
But if your eyes are muddy, your whole body will be dark.
主耶稣加一句话, 你心里的眼睛若暗了, 那黑暗是何等的大呢?
And Jesus Christ added by saying that if the eyes in your heart is darkened, what great darkness it is.
像我们在被造界里面, 我们是不是用能见的范围来衡量神的不可见的本质?
So we are living in the created being. Are we using our physical eyes to judge God and His quantity?
圣经告诉我们神创造了物质。
The Bible tells us that God created material.
创造物质的神本身一定不可以是物质。
So surely the Creator Himself cannot be material.
神是灵。
God is a spirit.
这样看不见的上帝才是上帝。
So therefore, an invisible God is God indeed.
看见的上帝不是上帝。
But a visible God cannot be God.
除非不能见的上帝愿意道成肉身，在能见界里面暂时与我们同在。
Unless the invisible God is willing to be God incarnated, to be a physical human being, to be seen by us.
或是从来没有人看见上帝。
Or no one will ever see God.
圣经好几次提到神是不能见的。
The Bible says in many places that God cannot be seen.
圣经见证从来没有人看见上帝。
The Bible says no one has ever seen God.
但是圣经告诉我们只有上帝 怀里面的独生子把它表明出来。
But only the Son of God Himself will show us God.
所以呢，基督就是神荣耀所发出的光辉，也就是上帝本体的真相。
And so Christ Himself is the radiance of God, and Christ is God Himself.
这个能见的世界,
in this visible world,
隐藏着一个你不可否认的规律在其中。
There is a certain rhythm and principle hidden within it.
这个规律是谁放在里面的呢?
And who put all these principles in there?
这个磁定的力量是谁安排的呢?
Where is this idea of gravity comes from somewhere?
这句话就给我们提出 总原则出来。
And there's a general principle we can see in this verse.
物理学家对这样的事情怎么认知呢?
How How would the physics expert recognize this?
他们就给他一个名称叫做自然力.
They say that this is the law of nature.
自然力是什么呢?
What does that mean?
表示他们承认这个大自然有规律在启动.
It means that there is a certain rhythm and rules regarding nature.
无论是星球的运行,
it doesn't matter whether it's the constellation moving.
物质的相符关系,
or the relationship between all matters.
甚至整个生态的运作,
but the entire cycling process of life.
都没有办法离开
All of them has a natural laws relating to it.
但是如果你问物理学家、地学家说，这自然的规律是从哪里来的？
If you ask a physicist where did all this come from?
他们只能说自然的规律就是自然来的。
We say they come naturally.
所以这是个信仰，不是一个科学。
And so this is faith, not science.
当许多肤浅的科学家 指着基督徒迷信的时候,
when many secular and shallow scientists accuse Christians of being shallow,
我们应当很清楚地知道他们的最基本的假设的本身是一个信仰, 不是一个证据。
We must understand first of all that they too have a faith and not evidence.
信神与信没有神都是信仰。
You need to have faith to believe in God and not to believe in Him.
而信没有神所需要的信心 比信有神是更大的信心。
And the faith you need not to believe in God is greater than the faith you need to believe in God.
信神的信心是很难证明出来的。
It is difficult to prove the faith towards God.
也不能因为不能证明出来，所以这个信心等于迷信。
But you can't say that it's superstition just because you can't prove the faith.
相反的，不能证明出来，就证明这件事是超过证据的这个功能的。
On the contrary, just because you cannot prove, it proves that this in itself is beyond proving.
许多的知识分子说自己 知识的极限所愚弄所蒙蔽很久了。
Many intellectuals are trapped by their own reasoning power for a long time.
他们就在那个没有负责任的自然力的迷信中间丢弃了对神的信靠。
And so because of that, they are irresponsible towards the idea of natural laws and they abandon God.
所以今天的这一篇的信息 要给我们看见自然力背后的能力是什么？
And today's sermon, we want to talk about the strength behind this natural law.
历史中间，基督把神荣耀的光辉照射出来。
In the history, Jesus gave us the radiance of God.
在人文的世界中间，基督把上帝道德的本性把它反映出来了。
But in the life of human being, Christ reflected the ethics and morality of God Himself.
所以只有他可以说，你们看见了我，不是看见了我，乃是看见。
So only he can say that when you look at me, you are not looking at me, but you are looking at God who sent me.
第三节讲了这两句话以后呢,
and after he has said it, both sentences, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is a person who sustains all things by his powerful word. What does sustaining all things mean?
就是使万有继续不断 有存在、有规律的运行的那个能力，这个叫做特助万有。
It means the power to make all things exist and move in the correct order.
这个呢，在基督教的神学里面叫做 God's providence.
And this is called God's providence in theology.
上帝的保护之功。
And God's providence in providing for all things.
创造万有的上帝。 也是保护万有的上帝。
The God who created all things is also the God who provided for all things.
创造一切的上帝 也是使一切可以继续存在的那个上帝。
The God who created all things is also the God that gave reason for all things to exist.
我们买东西很容易, 东西坏了我们就很麻烦。
It's very easy for us to buy things, but when things get corrupted or spoiled, it's difficult.
我们建房子很容易, 建完了以后, 这里坏, 那里漏, 我们就很头痛的。
It's easy to build a building, but very difficult to maintain it.
我们创业很容易, 但是要收业很困难。
It's very easy to start a business, but very difficult to make it work.
这样保护之功是一件很重要的工作。
And so providence is a very important
如果今天人家把动物园里面所有的动物都送给你，整个动物园送给你，你很高兴。
You may be very happy if the zoo will give you all the animals.
但是像你像我这样的才干，三天里面动物死一半。
But you and I will probably kill half of them halfway.
你才知道了要保护它们存在，不是这么简单。
Then you realize that maintenance is a very difficult thing.
我对这件事有特别亲身的经历，我养过鱼，鱼死掉；养过鸟，鸟死掉。
I have special personal experience. I take care of the birds or the fishes and all died.
我养兔子，兔子死掉。
I took care of rabbits and they died.
因为他们是兔子，每天吃萝卜。我那么忙，不给他吃萝卜，我给他吃猪肌肉。
Rabbits need to eat carrots every day, but I'm so busy, I just throw some chicken to
them. 结果他不同我讲话，也不同我反抗，他不争取他的兔权人权，他就死给你看。
So they just simply die, they never protest against
it. 谁维持这个大自然?
So who maintains all the whole natural world?
谁偷出这个大自然?
Who sustains the whole world?
60年前有一个人听宋博士讲道，后来他悔改了。
60 years ago, someone listened to John Sung and then he repented.
结果他就做传道。
And he became a preacher.
他就努力读圣经，那个时候还没有神学院。
He studied the Bible by himself without a seminary.
所以他努力读圣经。
And he tried his best.
他就用他的办法传道。
And he used his method to preach.
上帝大大用他。
And God used him mightily.
他那个城市的中国人差不多有三分之一后来都变成基督徒。
And one third of the people in his city all became Christians.
20多年前我在哪里传道，我见到这个人已经94岁。
20 odd years ago I was there and I saw him. He was 94.
他大拇指断掉一个。
And his thumb was cut away.
所以我在他家里面吃饭的时候，看见他的大拇指断掉。我说你的拇指为什么会断掉一个呢？
I was having dinner at his house, so I asked him what happened to your thumb.
他笑笑说，我自己把它砍掉。
He said, "Well, I cut it off myself."
我说为什么你把它砍掉呢？
I said, "Why do you do that?"
因为我决定不再去赌博，所以我就在这个我的太太面前把我的。
Because I was determined not to gamble anymore, so I cut it off in front of my wife.
他对太太说：“把刀拿来。”
He told his wife, "Give me a knife."
什么刀？
What kind of knife?
是不是刀片？
Is it a tiny knife?
不是，厨房最大的刀。
Is it bring the biggest chopper?
砍鸡骨的那个大刀。
The one we use to cut the chicken.
这个太太说：“为什么？你要做什么？”
The wife said, "What are you going to do?"
他说：“不多讲话，把刀拿来。”
Just bring the knife.
太太就把刀拿来。
So the wife brought the knife.
太太拿得很慢。
And she was very slow.
不知道下一步是什么。
Because she was not sure what he was going to do.
刀拿来的时候还犹豫不决，不知道要不要交给他。
And she was trembling and not sure.
他说给我。
He gave it to me.
他拿到了，啪，就把它砍下去。
And immediately he sliced off his.
这个手指就跳出去了。
And the thumb flew.
他在那大一声。
And the wife screamed.
就把那个还在那边动的手指把它拿回来。
And quickly retrieved the thumb.
他说不管他，我不要了。
And he said, "I don't want this anymore."
他就把它包起来埋葬在花园里面。
And he wrapped it up and then he buried it in the garden.
一直流。
He was bleeding.
他说你现在快快把纱布拿来，我要包。
He said, "Quick, bring some gauze and I want to wrap it up."
这个拿刀犹豫不决的太太拿纱布快得不得了。
And the wife was very quick in getting the gauze.
他就把它包起来。
And he wrapped it up.
第二天他的朋友来了。
The second day his friends came.
为什么你一个礼拜不来赌博了？
Why haven't you been with the gambling den?
我那个赌博的从前那个人已经死了。
Is it the person who gambled has died?
现在我已经是个新生的人。
I'm now a new person.
所以他的悔改是真的。
So his repentance was real.
做见证就大有能力。
And so when he gave testimony, it was powerful.
许多人看到实际的生活，他们都悔改。
Many people saw his real life and they repented.
那么他没有念神学。
But he has never gone to seminary.
想到了，常常自己想比喻出来。
So many a times he got his own idea.
他说上帝大有能力。
He said God is mighty.
上帝大有能力。
God is mighty.
知不知道这样有能力吗？
How do you know that He's mighty?
他托住天没有掉下来这么久了。
You see, He sustained the sky physically.
人家一面听一面好笑，但心里佩服他讲一个道理出来了。
And people were think that it's very funny, but they all respected
him. 他说：“朋友们叫你托一个桌子，你会托多久呢？”
He asked if the friends ask you to lift up a table.
天那么大。
But the sky is so big.
上帝把它托住没有掉下来，不是奇妙吗？
And God hold it for so long, so it's miraculous.
他用他的办法来解释这一节圣经。
And he tried to explain using this Bible.
希伯来的作者怎么样告诉我们？
What does the author of Hebrews say?
上帝的儿子耶稣基督用他全能的命令托住万有。
The Son sustained all things by His powerful word.
所以这句话在自然科学、在物理学里面的意义是什么呢？
What is the meaning of this in the natural world?
万有的恒常性。
The persistence of the entire thing, the persistence of all things, the existence of all things. There is a power behind all these things. This is something that science cannot deny today. When you look at a quiet things, you think that this matter is still and not moving.
这个原子的思想去看到最深最深的一层的时候,
but when you look at it from an atomic level,
你看见每一处的元素里面的原子都有很 正常的不改变的规律在维持它的存在。
You will realize that there is a certain order in the atomic process.
是人不能否认的事情。
This is something that you cannot deny.
大自然继续的存在。
And this is why the entire nature is still existing.
是一个托住的力量在里面。
There is a sustaining power.
这个托住的力量是什么呢？
What is this power?
就是道的本身。
And this power is the word.
不让人离开道就不能存在。
And so not only will we not survive if we leave the word.
整个受造界万有离开道也不能存在。
The entire created world will not exist if it departs from the world.
神用道创造了主世界。
And God created the whole world by His word.
神用道维持了主世界。
And He used His word to sustain the whole world.
这个道不是被动的道。
And so this word is not a passive word.
这个道不是消极的道。
It's not one which is pessimistic.
这个道是主动的道。
But a dynamic one.
这个道是个积极的道。
It's a word that moves.
Positive. 这个道是一个有能力的道
and one with great dynamism.
所以这个道的能力就成为万有继续存在的那个动因在里面了
and the dynamism of the word itself is the reason why all things exist.
我曾经从你们讲过
I've said this to you before.
万有的原理就是基督
all things came about because of Christ.
今天我告诉你万有的维持的动力也是基督
and let me tell you today that all things are sustained because of Christ.
因为他用他常用全能的命令来托住他所造的万有
because he sustained all things by his powerful words
一个无神论的人
to an atheist
他认为这物质的自然存在的
he thinks that all things exist naturally
曾经产生了这样的一种物理学的定律叫做 the law of the constancy of the matter
so there's this theory called the law of the constancy of the matter
物质不灭的定律
that is things will never change
但是物质不灭的定律已经早被推翻掉
but this has been overturned long ago
你念过二十世纪物理学的发展
if you understand physics in the 20th century
你就知道那这个物质呢可以变成动能
you know that matter can be changed into energy
所以你宁可相信 the constancy of the energy more than the constancy of the matter
and so constancy of energy is more believable than matter
你看爱因斯坦的思想
in the thoughts of Einstein
你看 Heisenberg 的思想
or Heisenberg
你看现代学的物理学的发展
and any development in physics
你知道过去的静性的这个自然理论是已经过时了。
So you know the theory in the past about things being still is already past.
基督用了全能的命令托住万有。
And Jesus sustained all things by his powerful word.
继续不断存在的能力。
And this is help things to continue to exist.
时时刻刻不可离开的能力。
At every single moment we cannot depart from this power.
孔子说道则已不可须臾离也。
And this is what Confucius said as well.
我们的生命不能以道隔开的。
That our life cannot be departed away from Tao.
道维持了我们的存活。
And the way sustain our survival.
照样，整个被造的世界与道之间的关系也是如此。
In the same manner, the created world has this relationship with the word.
所以呢，比保罗在这个亚历山大对希腊的哲学家讲一句话语。
And so Paul said this to in Epicurea.
他说我们的动作存留都在乎他。
Everything that we do is because of him.
他是托住我们，维持我们存在生活的动力。
He is the power that sustains us, the one that sustains our very life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们从实际的观念来看
，from a practical perspective，
这世界不是乱来。
This whole world has an order.
我们从运行的规律来看
，when we look at the way the world works，
这个世界始祖不可能是没有目的的。
It tells us that the world cannot be without an aim.
我们从整个宇宙的和谐来看
，we look at the harmony in the whole universe.
这个世界不可能是没有互动的能力的。
There must be a different relationship that controls each other.
这些都显明神的智慧、神的奇妙、神的能力。从神的作为
This shows us the power of God, His wisdom and His work among us.
近代科学一个很重要的师父叫做 Sir Isaac Newton.
So Isaac Newton is a very important scientist.
这个人不但是一个物理学家
Not only was he a physicist.
他更是一个很虔诚的基督徒
He was also a very good Christian.
他不但在这个物理学上有很大的贡献
Not only did he contribute greatly in the world of physics.
他是发现三棱镜可以把 光射出七种颜色的荣耀出来的。
He is the person that discovered that the prism can separate lights into colors.
牛顿的运动学里面的定律影响了整个近代科学的发展。
And the laws of Newton has influenced all the direction of physics.
虽然他后来也因另外一个副作用，把整个科学在这个封闭的系统里面。
But unfortunately, he also brought science into a self-locking position.
就是显出他还是有限定的。
He shows us that he's limited.
但是这个人呢，在有生之年。他言情不圣经，甚至企图写了四本书的注册。
But he wrote four books and he studied the Bible very well.
其中有一本就是但以理书的注册，还在英国某一个大学的图书馆里面隐藏著。
And one of the books, a commentary on Daniel, and is still found in the great museum in Britain.
所以，Newton不但是一个科学家，是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
So Isaac Newton was not only a scientist but a pious Christian.
自从共产主义以后
，After communism came about,
我们看见他们制造一种假象，凡是科学家一定反对上帝，凡是信上帝的一定反对科学。
They created an illusion telling us that if it's a scientist, the scientist must be an atheist.
这种假象是错的。
And this illusion, of course, is wrong.
这种假象是人为的。
And this is made by man.
哥本尼还有这个 Kepler 还有这个牛顿以及伽利略，这四个人到死的时候还是很敬虔的向上帝祷告。
And all these four different scientists, when they died, they are still pious Christians.
当宗教对他们逼迫的时候
，when they were persecuted by religion.
当教会不赞同他们的理论的时候
，when the church was against them.
这其实是基督徒与基督徒在自然学、在物理学里面的看法不同而已，不等于是宗教对科学的逼迫。
And this is just difference of opinion between Christians about natural law, not persecution by the religious state.
这是接近的错误所产生出来的对科学的误解。
And this is a misinterpretation of the Bible, giving us a misinterpretation of science.
整个历史的中间，上帝不一定是站在教皇和教会领袖的这一方面。
And in the whole history, God is not always in the sight of the church leaders.
神是真理的神。
Because God is the God of truth.
神是创造大自然的神。
God is the God that created the whole universe.
当他启发一些人明白自然中间神托住万有的定律的时候，这些人要纠正教会的错误。
When he inspires certain people to understand of law of nature that God has created, these people wants to correct the church.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们今天不是替宗派、替宗教，而是替某一个人来辩护或者为他工作。
Today we are not defending the church or certain denomination and their work.
我们是为真理而做见证。
We want to bear witness to the truth.
这样的教会是合神心意。也是能继续不断在每个时代成为真理的见证的一个教会。
Only such a church can be a church that is within the heart of God and be able to bear witness for all generations.
有一天在牛顿的家里面，
Once in the house of Newton，
他就预备了做了一个很精密的整个太阳系的一个仪器带来。
He made a model of the solar system.
所以呢，你可以转了以后呢，
And there is a mechanism.
不同的星球就在太阳的四周旋转起来了。
After you wind it up, the planets will rotate around the sun.
当时在几百年前，牛顿的时代所已经发现的行星不像现在的九粒。
They of course did not discover that there were nine planets.
那个时候只有七八粒。
There was probably about seven.
所以呢，他就把自己的行星呢运行在太阳的外面的这个呢速度，从它的这公转、自转都把它做得很好。
And he made a very detailed model where the planets would just go round and round.
有一天，他的朋友一个天文学家来访问他。
And one day, his friend, an astronomer, came to look at him.
这个人叫做 Halley.
This person's name is
Halley. 就是发现哈利彗星的那个天文学家。
And that's the person who discovered the comet Halley.
当他跑到这牛顿的家里面的时候
，So when he visited Isaac Newton,
牛顿正在看报纸。
He was reading the newspaper.
那他看见了旁边有一个很漂亮的这个太阳系的这个仪器。
And he saw the model, a very beautiful one there.
所以他心里很感到兴奋。
And he was very interested in
it. 天文学家，但没有看过有这么好的模型在这个世界上。
But he's an astronomer, so he has never seen something like that before.
他就问牛顿说：“哎，这个东西太好了。”
He said, "Isaac Newton, this is great."
牛顿听都不听，一直看报纸。
But Newton ignored him and kept reading.
你听见没有
？Do you hear me?
嗯。
He said, "Yes."
你这个模型哪里来的
？Where did this model come from?
他还是不回答。
He
请问这个模型哪里来的?
May I know where this model came from?
牛顿怎么回答呢?
What did Newton say?
他自己一粒一粒碰来碰去自己做成。Because
it just came out by itself, hitting each other.
我在路边看见他们碰来碰去做成，我就把他带到家里来。And
because I saw it at the root, I just brought them back home.
他那里想是他神经病，我神经病。And
he said either you are crazy or I am crazy.
怎么有这样的事情?
How can this be?
他就对牛顿，这个不可能的事。This
is impossible.
这样精密的,
such a detailed thing.
这样运作,
and this kind of movement.
这样准确的模型,
such consistent.
怎么可能是你跑出来?
How can he come out by himself?
讲了这句话以后,
After he said that,
牛顿就一本正经地回答说,
Newton said to him solemnly,
连这个小小的模型, 你都不相信它会自然存在, 为什么你相信这个整个宇宙可能自然存在?
Since you cannot believe that such a small thing can exist by itself, why do you believe that the complex universe came about by itself?
Harley 受了一个很大的启发。
And Harley was deeply inspired.
我相信你读天文学，你知道哈雷彗星每76年会绕着地球一次。
And if you understand the stars, you know that the comet Halley will come about every 76 years.
最后一次不过是几年前的事。
A few years ago, it came by.
你有生之年大概没有机会再看过。
So probably you will never see it again.
那再等差不多70年以后，他才回来一次。
About 70 years later, you will come back.
哈利彗星就把发现他的人的名字留到世界上来了。
And the comet Halley was named after this astronomer.
牛顿这句话今天晚上还可以启发我们。
The words of Newton can still inspire us this evening.
这样小小的一个模型，你都不能相信它是自然产生。
Such a small little model, and you cannot believe that it came about by itself.
你怎么可以相信这个伟大的大自然是自己产生出来的？
So how can you believe that this great nature came about all by itself?
所以康德讲的一句话是很对的。
So Immanuel Kant said this.
他说证明上帝存在很难很难。
It is very difficult to prove that God exists.
那些无神论者听了高兴得不得了，很难很难。
It is very happy about this statement.
康德讲第二句话。
But Kant followed on.
但是要证明上帝不存在。 更难更难
But to prove that God does not exist is even harder
这一句话是真的
And this is true
所以历史上有许多的人没有办法否认这伟大的宇宙
So in history no one can deny this great universe
他们也没有办法证明上帝的存在
They cannot also prove the existence of God
他们在其中找了一条中间的路线
So they find a central solution
创造了一种哲学的自然观
They came out with a philosophical idea of nature
这个叫做自然神论
And this is called natural theology.
自然神论，整个英文叫 deism, D-E-I-S-M.
This is called deism.
自然神论以及自然神学是不一样的。
There is a difference between deism and natural theology.
自然神学是用受造界试试看去证明上帝是存在的。
In natural theology, you look at nature and try to prove the existence of God.
自然神论不是这样。
But deism is not like that.
自然神论不用证明。
There is no proving needed.
自然神论直接假设。
It's immediately assumed.
直接表示他们的信仰。
Immediately tells you their belief.
什么信仰呢？
What kind of belief?
世界一定是上帝造的。
That this world indeed is created by God.
世界的奇妙,
because the miraculous things about the world,
世界的完整,
the completeness of the world,
世界的运行,
the order of the world,
告诉我们一定有一个创造主,
tells us that certainly there is a creator God.
所以这不是证明,
and this is not proving,
是我们一看就可以知道的,
something we can see immediately.
所以有一点跟罗马书第一章第十九、第二十节的论,
This is similar to Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and 20.
那么这个真正把这个做成一个理论的一个最初的人是谁呢?
Who is the person who proposed this idea?
这个是一个英国人叫做 Herbert.
And this is a British person called Herbert.
这个人住在 Chalbury 这个地方.
He lived in a place called Chalbury.
历史上给他名称叫做 The Herbert of Chalbury.
So he's called Herbert of Chalbury.
他把自然神论变成一种宗教，变成一种哲学，变成一种知识分子的信仰。
He proposed this deism and it becomes a religion for all the intellectuals.
是自然哪里来的?
Where does nature come from?
我怎么解释这个自然呢?
How can I explain nature?
他们自然是上帝创造。
He said, yes, it is created by God.
神创造了自然。
And God created all things.
创造了以后呢?
But after that,
神就退休了。
And God retired.
让自然自由气然，自由气发展。
And he let nature just run its own course.
让它自然自生自灭。
And just live and die naturally.
原先是被造。
In the beginning, it's created.
后来让它自由运行，自生自灭。
But after that, it runs by itself.
那么在被造之后，从继续运行这么长久，中间的力量哪里来的？
But where's the strength that sustains all things from the beginning
Herbert,
to the end?
Herbert of Chalbury 就讲出一个理论。
And Herbert of Chalbury proposed this.
他说神把自然力放在里面。
God gave it a natural order of things.
神把自然运行的能放在里面。
And he gave it a power to move by itself.
所以能隐藏在其中。
So power is within itself.
律管束在其中。
And the order of things is inside.
整个大自然的运行。
So when the entire nature moves,
就有这个自然力在控制了。
There is a natural law controlling it.
不能随便违背这个律。
It cannot deviate from nature.
不能超越这个律。
It cannot transcend this law.
它也不能反抗这个律。
It cannot rebuke any.
整个宇宙都在自然力的控制之下。
Because the entire world is controlled by the natural law.
神把足够的能放在里面。
God gave it enough power.
所以这个能就推动这个大自然。
And this power moves the whole of the universe.
那么神以后怎么样呢？
Well, what does God do?
那么神不顾这个自然的。
Is it God doesn't care?
上帝现在不再管这个自然。
Is it God that does not care?
所以你祷告有时候祷告完了，你所爱的人就死了。
So sometimes you pray for your loved one, but they die. Anyway.
有的人不祷告，他也会好。
But some people without praying, they become.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为上帝让自然自生自灭。
Because this is the natural order of things.
他不再照顾这个自然。
And God doesn't care.
他不再理睬这个自然。
He doesn't take care of us.
他不再管这个自然。
He don't want to control anything.
所以这个自然就变成一个自然而然的自然的。
So it's a natural order of things.
自生自灭的自然的。
It just live and die by itself.
那么人呢？
What about human
beings? 人和自然不同的地方。
The difference between us.
人有一个道德功能的良心在它里面。
We have conscience within us to guide our ethics.
是人就应当照着良心的感动好好做人。
So we should live our life based on our conscience.
这两样配合起来。
When you put the two together.
就变成现代知识分子的自然宗教。
And this becomes a natural religion for intellectuals.
这个发展下去的时候，
After this has been developed,
我们不需要相信什么道成肉身。
We really do not need to believe in God
incarnated. 我们不需要什么特别为在上帝面前恳切祷告。
We don't have to pray especially to God.
我们也不需要特别相信的神迹奇事。
We don't believe in miraculous things.
一切的一切都在自然力的限制里面运作。
Because everything is controlled by the natural laws.
一切的存在都在自然里面隐藏的能所供应。
All existence is sustained by natural power.
社会在道德良心的共用中间可以和谐下来。
And the society can live harmoniously if we consciously move like that.
你需要相信上帝吗？
Do you need to believe in God?
需要。
Yes, you do.
相信那个曾经创造世界，现在退休的上帝。
You believe in the God that once made the world but retired.
相信那个把自然力放在宇宙中间，却不干涉这个世界的上帝。
I believe in the God that put in a natural order of things but doesn't care anymore.
相信把道德力放在你良心中间，要你做好事的这个上帝。
I believe in the God that put in the law of ethics inside your heart so that you do good work.
你为大自然感谢他。
And so you give thanks for the nature.
你为健康感谢他。
You give thanks for
the health. 你为你的智力同道德功能感谢他。
You give thanks for your vision and your ethics.
知识分子的宗教就够。
And this is the faith we need.
那么在正在这个推翻形上是需要超自然的必须的那个文化的运动里面。
And in this culture that tells us that we need the supernatural.
许多人就变成这种信仰的信徒了。
Many people look for this and adopt this.
这种信徒很简单的，不必做礼拜，也不必守圣诞节、受难节、复活节，也不必奉献。
It's very easy to be a believer in this system. You don't have to attend any religious meeting.
因为上帝退休了，你还拜他做什么？
Because God has retired, so you don't forget it.
等到以后死了去见见那个退休的老人家就是。
Maybe after you die, you will meet this retired old man.
所以自然论就在英国发展出来。
And so it developed in England.
又到法国去了。
And went to France.
再到德国去了。
And Germany.
一下子风靡了整个欧洲的知识分子。
And suddenly all the European intellectuals were wild about this.
后来另外一个人叫 William Paley.
Another person called William Paley.
这个 William Paley 就把另外一个理论提出来了。
And William Paley gave another proposal.
因为当时是钟表开始发展那个时代。
Because at that time watches were being made.
所以呢，这个钟呢，这个时钟表还没有流行。
At that time it was clocks.
这个钟是做什么的呢？
What does a clock do?
钟就是要模仿大自然。
A clock is an imitation of nature.
地球绕太阳。
And of course the earth go around the sun.
月亮绕地球。
Or the moon go around the earth.
钟表匠就试试看用机器来把这个地球绕太阳这个月亮绕地球，那么每天24小时呢，用指针把它表示出来了。
And a clockmaker just imitated this rhythm and used a clock to represent this.
钟表的制造。
And so the manufacture of clocks.
就是对大自然宇宙运行的模仿。
It's an imitation of the order of things in nature.
这是很重要的事情。
And this is very important.
但是作为华人，我要对你讲一句很重要的话。
As a Chinese, I want to say this to you.
第一个字 造钟表的人不是瑞士人，不是法国人，不是英国人。
The first person who made a watch is not the Swiss, the English, or the German.
是宋朝的一个宰相，叫做苏仲。
It's a person in the Song Dynasty.
这个人用水钟水滴下来滴的时候，就把这个机器呢滴下去，滴下去就开始轮就转了，是第一个制造钟的。
This person invented a water clock that moves from the dripping of water.
中国在第十世纪的时候已经制造了一个不大成功也不大准确的钟，叫做水钟。
In the 14th century, the water clock has already been invented by China.
这个水钟多少大？
How big was this?
大概两三个人那么高。
It was as big as two to
three persons. 谁才可以拥有呢？
Who can have it?
皇帝才可以拥有。
Only the emperor.
这个是人类历史中间第一个机械的钟。
This is the first mechanical clock in human history.
如果从日晷来看，早就在埃及有了。
You look at sundial, it existed in Egypt.
日晷就是用太阳光所给一次的东西产生的影子的移动来看几点几点几点。
Sundial works by the shadow of the sun to study the time.
但是一个太阳本身的位置，从地球的运行相对来说是四季有所差别的。
But then the sun moves its direct position relative to the earth.
所以日晷呢也不是很完全。
So therefore the sundial is not very perfect.
现在的时钟就自从这个以前的这个机器呢，慢慢演进到现在这样准确的钟了。
And we have a precision of our clocks because of all this development.
所以钟是什么呢？
So what is the clock?
钟是大自然运行的缩影。
The clock is just a concise image of the whole nature.
钟是照着大自然的运行的这个的本体。试试看做出来的小模型。
It's just a small model of how the whole nature moves.
当然，我不相信瑞士、法国、英国的钟呢是根据中国输送的那个模型来做出来的。
Well, of course, the Swiss or English or the English watch did not come from the Song Dynasty.
因为宋朝没有派人把这个机器从这个技术呢带到法国去。
Because the Song did not send all of this to the French.
在16世纪、17世纪的时候
，by the 16th and 17th century，
帝王就吩咐人做一些的钟出来了。
The emperor gave order that clocks be made.
到了18世纪的时候
，by the 18th century，
有一个瑞士人后来到法国去，叫做 Brigade。
A Swiss person went to France.
这个人叫做 Abraham Brigade.
His name is Abraham Brigade.
现在用他的名来做手表的工厂还在世界上。
And the fact the watches that made in using his name still exists.
这个人路易十四所用的钟就是他做的。
And the clocks of Louis XIV made by him.
法国皇帝所定的很多最好的钟都是他做的。
And all great clocks in the French by the French emperor.
他活的时候就在巴黎建立他的钟厂。
He made his factory in Paris.
那么他有一个计划呢，他死的时候还没有做出来。
There was a plan that he had, but was not accomplished.
什么计划呢？
What kind of plan?
就是用1300个零件把它配在一起，每一件跟另外一件都有关系，没有一件跟另外一件没有关系。
He wanted to make something with 1,300 parts in it, all related to each other.
知道鸟走了60次就跳一分。
You know that after every 60 seconds, 1 minute occurs.
60分就跳一个钟头。
And after every 60 minutes, 1 hour occurs.
24个钟头就跳一天。
24 hours give you 1 day.
一天就跳一个礼拜。
And after 7 days a week.
28天就跳一个月。
28 days a month.
365天就跳一年。
365 days a year.
第四年的时候自己变成366天。
And by the fourth year, it's a leap year.
因为每一年是365天。又加上五个钟头几十分。
Because every year actually is 365 plus several more hours.
所以四年就过了一个闰年。
So every fourth year is a leap year.
Abraham Brigade.
So Abraham Brigade.
是人类历史中间第一个要用人所做的机器来表达上帝所造的大自然。
Was the first person that wants to represent the created nature by God using man's machinery.
他没有做成功。
But he did not succeed.
他就死了。
And he died.
他发明了几个最重要的钟表的技术。
But he gave us several technology in watchmaking.
其中一个叫做 Brigade Main Spring.
One of these is called the Brigade Main Spring.
就是秒钟跳动的时候。
Is that when the second hand is moving?
转来转去，转来转去，上面的那个小发条。
That the little spring that moves.
它设计法跟别人不一样。
And this is special design.
另外一个，他发明一种这个指示的针，有个圆圈在上面。
And he also invented this needle that has a circle on it.
第三样,
the third one.
他又发明了一个叫做 Tobilon, 就是呢走的时候呢没有受地心吸力多少影响可以保持他的准确性。
He created something called a tubulon that is not affected by gravity. I want to tell you a story about watches. When you lay a watch down flatly,
它这样摆,
and it is moving round and round,
水是真的就靠在下面,
and the needle is right
below,
and there is greater strength at the bottom.
那么你把它转过来的时候,
but if you flip it over,
它就靠到上面去的,
and the emphasis went to the other side,
今天这样放,
you flip here and there, the accuracy will disappear. But if you lay your hand another way, your watch is another way. So it's different. So Brigade invented this tubulon.
Tubulon 可以一边转一边自转一边公转，减少很多地心吸力给它带来的摩擦。
It is something that will eliminate the influence of gravity.
所以它的准确性就很厉害。
So it has high precision.
那么瑞士后来呢就发一种证书。
And in Switzerland they gave him a patent.
给那些特别准确的钟。
To give to watches that are extremely precise.
那种证书叫做什么呢?
What kind of certificate
is
this?
Official Certificate of Chronometer.
It's chronometer.
什么叫chrono呢?
What does chrono mean?
希腊文的意思, chrono 就是时间。
In Greek it means time.
Meter 就是meter.
Meter is just meter.
所以 chronometer is a meter of time.
So it's a meter of time.
如果一个表啊,
so if a watch
调五度,
and move to the state,
adjusted in
five position. Vertical, flip over, horizontal, flip over, and backwards. And it's precise all over. And this will be a good watch. And it has to be sent to our official place to certify. And
you
spend a few days to certify
it. Certificate of Chronometer.
And give you a certificate of chronometer to
verify
it up to today.
So that's why
the Swiss watch is more precise than most watches.
那到什么地步呢?
Until what stage? Some has only 5 seconds of difference in a month.
现在还是一样吗?
So is that the case today?
还是一样?
Yes.
所以每一年瑞士发的这个 official certificate 大概是92万8千单。
So there's 93,800 pieces of certificate.
其中68万是 Rolex 工厂拿到的。
68,000 of them are given to the Rolex.
其实 Rolex 工厂是表里面第十一个牌，不列入18名牌名。
But it is the number 11 watch company.
比它贵的更多很多。
Because there are a lot of more expensive watches.
还有这个 PRZ,Brigade 等等, 我今天不讲这个课程太多了。
All these are watches that I cannot afford to.
可以另外开一课收收费的。
We can have another class to
那么,
give you.
当这些表呢,
but all these watches,
这个准确性的时候,
when they have such precision,
表示这是好表。
It means that these are good watches.
1965年的时候,
in 1965,
有两个飞行员,
there are two astronomers, a person flew from New York to Europe, and the other one from New York to Tokyo, east and westbound.
7天以后呢,
7 days later,
他们再见面的时候,
when they see each other again,
他们把他们的表拿来比较,
they compare their watches.
准确度到什么地步呢?
What is the precision?
不差到5秒钟的时候,
The tolerance is only 5 seconds.
那一年的母发抖,
so at that year, Mufado,
就是整个世界轰动起来,
it was a great thing for the whole world.
母发抖的名字就大大响亮,
and this name Mufado was famous.
很好的 chronometer.
It shows that it's a good chronometer.
哇,伟大不得了,
so it's a great thing. Great thing.
我告诉你,
but let me tell you this.
差5秒还伟大吗?
5 seconds tolerance is not that great.
如果地球月亮太阳每天差几秒,
if the earth and the sun and the moon just miss by a few seconds, that
means
from Adam to now we'll miss by several seconds. Isn't it dangerous?
所以我告诉你,
let me tell you this.
人类最伟大的,
the greatest creation of man,
所能做出来,
all that we can make,
与神所造的还是差太远。